campaigns in North Carolina. 10 states have abortion measures on the ballot next month. The Biden administration proposing a rule today expanding insurance coverage for over-the-counter contraceptives. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Ukraine for the third time since the war began. And an autopsy on One Direction singer Liam Payne found he had ingested numerous drugs before falling to his death last week. This is a 4 days after he was scheduled to be executed, a death row inmate in Texas is set to appear before a state House committee today.
A growing number of state lawmakers of both parties believe that Robert Roberson did not shake his two-year-old daughter to death in 2002. So the Texas House Committee on Criminal Jurisprudence issued a subpoena last week for
Robert Roberson to provide all relevant testimony and information concerning the committee's inquiry.
The subpoena saved Roberson's life, but for how long is anyone's guess? Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Listeria fears now forcing a new recall. This one of frozen waffles. Nearly 700 products made by Treehouse Foods are being recalled, sold under store brands in places like Walmart, Kroger, and Target. The last full-size Kmart in the continental U.S. officially closed down Sunday night. The departure of the Bridgehampton, New York store leaves just one smaller format Kmart left. That's in Miami. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll make an appearance with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Waukesha County. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. In-person early voting starts in Wisconsin tomorrow.
We want people to vote in every single way that they can. We want every vote to count. We want get out there and vote. Vote by mail, vote absentee, vote early, vote on Election Day.
Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde accused each other of dishonesty several times in their debate Friday night. Baldwin said more than a dozen independent fact-checkers found Hovde's made false campaign claims. Hovde accused all of Baldwin's campaign ads to be false, but offered no evidence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Beret, and here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. This Friday, October 25th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., it's the Haunted Nash in Manitowish Waters. They invite you to join them for a night of tricks and treats, and to take a walk through Nash Lodge and discover for yourself if their summer staff is telling the truth. Is Nash Lodge really haunted? Afterwards, head over to the field and warm up by the bonfire. Not too excited about exploring the Lodge? Don't worry, there will be some friendly Halloween faces for you to enjoy as well. It's $10 for adult admission and $5 for children. And once again, this is taking place this Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. over at 13591 Zenner Lane in Manitowish Waters. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Texans 24-22 thanks to a walk-off field goal. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs had a big day, rushing for 76 yards. He also got his first ever touchdown catch despite 212 career receptions.
You know, it was long overdue. You know, we talked about it all week at practice. It was like, man, this is the week that we're going to get you. We had like three or four plays in the red zone for me. So, man, you know, I appreciate my coaches and, you know, the teammates wanted me to get that call in for that situation, man, and it was fun, man. First Limbo Elite, well, official Limbo Elite, you know, it was a good one.
The Badgers beat Northwestern in Evanston 23-3. Wisconsin strength and conditioning coach Brady Collins challenged the players, saying he'd jump in Lake Michigan if they got the win.
He was going to go in the lake, whether they were going to throw him in the lake or he was going to jump in the lake. And about 3.5 minutes ago in the game, I looked back to one of the guys and said, make sure we find a path to get him to that lake. So it was a great celebration.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, over the weekend, the state girls tennis tournament was held. Sarah Barton of Lakeland won her first two matches and then lost to the eventual state champion in her third match. The doubles team of Alyssa Erickson and Lila Biller. They lost their first match and were not able to continue on in the tournament. So congrats to all, though, for making it to the girls' state tennis tournament. The brackets are out for WIAA football playoffs. They start this Friday all across the state of Wisconsin. And volleyball gets going with some quarterfinal regional games tonight. Mercer gets a first-round bye, as does Phillips, as does Prentice. Shawamigan will play a home contest tomorrow as they come in as the number 8 seed. And they will play host to Crandon. The winner will go to Wabino Leona coming up on Thursday. Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Pheasant hunting in full swing right now, and the bird hunters are saying that pheasant hunting has been outstanding. But these birds are getting conditioned, they're getting smarter, all the dumb roosters are gone, so you have to hunt smart. I'll tell you how to hunt smart, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
You gotta hunt these pheasants smart because all the dumb roosters have been shot. So when you get out in the field now, you have to make sure that you have your dog in control. And that means not using a lot of loud voice commands. You want that dog to hunt right, and that means making sure that it understands exactly what you want without having to yell at that dog, which is gonna send all those roosters running for the high hills. This is a time when using your training collar is very important, but it's using it right. By now, these dogs need to understand that a little nick means that it's out a little too far and it needs to come back in. You shouldn't have to say anything. You shouldn't have to yell at that dog. Just a little nick is all they need. And in some cases, just a little tone on that training collar will bring it right back to where it needs to be. That's hunting smart, not using a lot of vocalization to keep that dog where it needs to be. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. It's going to be another nice one today. Partly cloudy, high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming breezy, a shower in the afternoon, and cooler with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45. 98Q Country.
Summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
you one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman, fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. People came and took the baby, Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. And she said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, and I guess she did.
Working woman just trying to make a living, working three jobs, feeding four little mouths in a rundown kitchen. When you're never taking nothing and doing nothing but giving, it's hard to be a good wife and a good mom and a good Christian. She said, I don't drink, but sometimes I need a stiff drink, sipping from the heart. He's a big city, hardworking man, just trying to climb the ladder. First generation to go to college instead of driving a tractor. Never had nothing handed to him on a silver platter. It's hard to be a good man, good son, do something good that matters. He said, I don't drink, but sometimes I wanna pop that top. Take a swig and make the world stop and watch it fade away. He said, I don't smoke, but sometimes I wanna light it up. Yeah, when things get tough, sometimes I need a smoke break. Stand if you wanna take a load off.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 5:00 somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before 2:00. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30. It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Can't even think when I can hear him calling my name.
job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Hey guys, I'm Post Malone.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It just is great music.
98Q Country.
Lots of luck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Hell that I raised. But no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No
reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Country classic, Blackhawk there at 98Q Country. Joel here in the morning show. Good to have you with you. We'll do some birthdays in just a little bit here. So give us a call if you got somebody, 715-762-3221. Morning show feeling very confused today after the mild weather yesterday. And today, 70s. Tomorrow, 70s again. I look at the calendar. It says October 21st. My brain's like, should be battening down the hatches here for winter. So I don't quite have the feel of fall yet. And then Gray whoops up a little special barista coffee this morning that just screams fall. Just it tastes like if I were to grind up some leaves and put it in a blender, and well, it tastes better than that. But you get the point. It just feels like. So I'm feeling the fall again. Even though I'm triple layered with clothing, and it's going to be 75 degrees. I woke up this morning, and I had a short sleeve shirt on, and I thought, well, this can't be right. So I put another shirt on, and then I stepped outside just for a second, and I thought, nah, I better layer up here. So I'm going to be sweating probably by about noon today. But we are enjoying the mild conditions. Temperatures will cool off into a more normal pattern here later in the week. But nothing snow-wise. Some of you might have gotten a couple of snow flurries here in the last 3 or 4 days as we had a little bit of precipitation falling. So there might have been some light snow on the overnights, but I haven't seen any yet. Packers win over the weekend. Vikings lose. Lions win. Bears had the weekend off. Everybody's still within a game or so of each other. There's going to be some really entertaining head-to-head divisional matchups coming up between these four teams. There's right now, there's no throwaway games. There's no, like, the Bears are trying to, be the spoiler against the Packers. I don't look like that's going to happen. It doesn't look like it happened. I think every divisional game is going to have a huge impact. Fun season. Should be a fun season ahead. We'll get to those birthdays and anniversaries in just a moment. Our keyword for today, if you want to get qualified for the backyard barbecue, maybe you're a little late to the party and you haven't qualified yet, for our big giveaway a week from Wednesday, Warga is the keyword, W-A-R-G-A. Get that texted to us right now through the free Civic Media app and get yourself in. We'll do the birthdays after the news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris trying to shore up the so-called blue wall campaigns today in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. ABC's Karen Travers says those are three states key to a Democratic victory.
She'll be joined by former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney for a series of conversations, part of an effort to reach out to independents and Republicans and peel them away from former President Donald Trump. Cheney campaigned with Harris earlier this month in Wisconsin, telling the crowd that this year will mark the first time she's cast her vote for a Democrat in a presidential election.
Meanwhile, former President Trump campaigns in North Carolina. 10 states have abortion measures on the ballot next month. The Biden administration proposing a rule today expanding insurance coverage for over-the-counter contraceptives. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Ukraine for the third time since the war began, and an autopsy on One Direction singer Liam Payne found he had ingested numerous drugs before falling to his death last week. This is
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll make an appearance with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Waukesha County. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. In-person early voting starts in Wisconsin tomorrow.
We want people to vote in every single way that they can. We want every vote to count. We want get out there and vote. Vote by mail, vote absentee, vote early, vote on Election Day.
Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde accused each other of dishonesty several times in their debate Friday night. Baldwin said more than a dozen independent fact-checkers found Hovde's made false campaign claims. Hovde accused all of Baldwin's campaign ads to be false, but offered no evidence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, October 26th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Tomahawk Main Street Fall Fest. Tomahawk Main Street invites you to join them, beginning at 11 a.m., with family activities going to 3 p.m., 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's trick-or-treating at participating downtown businesses. They do kindly ask for no early handouts. You can show off your costume, have fun with family and friends, and enjoy Fall Fest in downtown Tomahawk. They have several participating businesses, including H&R Block, with Magician's Act at 11 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 2 p.m. Corner Pub with Century 21 is going to have pumpkin decorating and wand making. There's going to be a blow-up slide, and these are just a few of the ideas brewing, so keep watch for more details. More information can be found on the Tomahawk Main Street Incorporated Facebook page, and once again, this is happening this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in downtown Tomahawk. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Texans 24-22 thanks to a walk-off field goal. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs had a big day, rushing for 76 yards. He also got his first ever touchdown catch despite 212 career receptions.
You know, it was long overdue. You know, we talked about it all week at practice. It was like, man, this is the week that we're going to get you. We had like three or four plays in the red zone for me. So, man, you know, I appreciate my coaches and, you know, the teammates wanted me to get that, calling it for that situation, man, and it was fun, man. First Limbo Elite, well, official Limbo Elite, you know, it was a good one.
The Badgers beat Northwestern in Evanston 23-3. Wisconsin strength and conditioning coach Brady Collins challenged the players, saying he'd jump in Lake Michigan if they got the win.
He was going to go in the lake, whether they were going to throw him in the lake or he was going to jump in the lake, and about 3.5 minutes ago in the game, I looked back to one of the guys and said, make sure we find a path to get him to that lake, so it was a great celebration.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Now, pairings are out for WIAA football playoffs. Edgar is the number one seed in the Division 7 11-man field. In Division 6 regional teams, Ladysmith will have a road game coming up on Friday as they'll travel to take on Luther. In other action involving regional and conference teams, Abbotsford, a home game, will take on Nakusa coming up on Friday night. In Division 5, you've got Spooner, a number 6 seed. They will travel to take on Stanley Boyd. They are a number 3 seed. Medford and Lakeland will get a rivalry game right away. Medford is a number 1 seed, and they will entertain Lakeland, the 8 seed, on Friday night in WIAA playoff football action. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to build or remodel? Reinhardt's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. This winter, take the chill out with blown-in fiberglass insulation to reduce heating bills. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their knowledgeable staff is here to turn your building dreams into reality. Visit Reinhardt's Lumber today, a family-owned business serving the community since 1971. Your project starts right here in Fifield, Wisconsin.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Oh, happy birthday anniversary. The 21st of October is a big one for you. If you're celebrating today, you share it with these other celebrities like Jade Jagger, the only child of Mick and Bianca Jagger, Rolling Stones guy Mick Jagger, 53, for Jade today. Carrie Fisher, the daughter of Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher, became famous as Princess Leia, of course, in Star Wars. She was born on this day, 1956. She passed in 2016. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is 75 today. Paula Kelly, the actress from Santa Barbara and Night Court, is 81. Judge Judy Shineland is 82 today. Judge Judy. She's just nasty on that show. She's just nasty. 82 today. Whitey Ford, the Hall of Fame pitcher, spent his entire 18-year career with the New York Yankees. Born on this day, 1928. Whitey Ford, Edward Charles Ford, his real name. Born on this day. Passed in 2020. Joyce Randolph, the actress who played Ed Norton's wife, Trixie, on the original Honeymooners show. She was the last surviving cast member until she passed away just a few months ago, back in January of this year. Joyce Randolph, born on this day in 1924. And Owen Bradley, Decca Records' chief Nashville producer and a leading songwriter. He crafted the country crossover song that made Patsy Cline, Brenda Lee, and Bobby Helms famous. He also produced a couple of the earliest and most famous rock and roll songs, rock and roll Christmas songs, like Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock and Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. That was Owen Bradley behind that. He's born on this day, 1915. He passed back in 1998.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It's going to be another nice one today. Partly cloudy, high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming breezy, a shower in the afternoon, and cooler with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
98Q Country.
I love hearing that shower turn on, bet there's nothing but a towel on you. You sing along with some Timberlake bumping, but he ain't got nothing on you. I don't wanna hear the coffee pouring, a goodbye kiss, then locking the door, yeah, sounds like leaving you on. It's a little too loud on the highway. I wanna pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place. Wanna come on over, come on over. I just wanna hear that ringtone. I like it turned up when you're blowing up my phone. Wanna hear you say come on over, 'cause when you tell me to come on over, I like the sound of that. Love the sound of the thunder rolling. It makes you move a little closer to me. And girl, I bet that your neighbors hate us, 'cause we can laugh all night and never sleep. We can worry about the world in the morning. Light up a candle, lock the door. Wanna stay right here with you. Yes, I. It's a little too loud on the highway. I wanna pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place. Wanna come on over, come on over. I just wanna hear that ringtone. I like it turned up when you're blowing up my phone. Wanna hear you say come on over, 'cause when you tell me to come on over, I like the sound of that. I like the sound, I like the sound of that. Come on over.
Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You could try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots.
One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Couldn't wait to turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a 4-speed on the floor. $500, it was mine, all mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live shot, and that's all I need. My buddies all tried to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Well, Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. A little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I die. And I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. But I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live and love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. One Sunday I listened to the preacher and I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front and I got down on my knees. Right then and there, I swear, I changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am and I'm what I'm not. I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live. Love, laugh, love, and that's all I need. I never wanted nothing more, and I never wanted nothing more.
Q Country.
Just look at her sitting there, sweatpants, t-shirt, and her comfy chair. Her hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait vinyl day, yes, I know Lionel get her close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. But what's in my head? She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. I bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like fine. Johnny Emo Diamond on a brand new band. Asked her mama for permission and her daddy forehand. I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and leave tonight. And I'ma put a dime. Some big, big plans.
She don't know. She don't know.
She don't know I got some big, big plans.
She don't know. She don't know.
Well, here I go, 'cause right now we're back in her hometown, and I'm down on one knee. I guess she finally figured out I'm gonna ask her to marry me. I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and leave tonight. She don't know I got some big, big plans.
She don't know,
she don't know. She don't know I got some big, big plans.
Chris Lane at 98Q Country. Joel here, your morning guy. Need of a little therapy this morning. Beautiful weather out there. Beautiful weekend. Gray is with us to provide such therapy. He doesn't even know it.
Therapy and coffee. I'm feeling like I deserve a raise today, Joel.
Yeah, a barista to a new level here.
I've done no radio things today. Zero.
Yes, exactly. you've done well on the coffee, so you got me jacked up a little bit there, so I appreciate that.
Maple eggnog, for those wondering.
Maple eggnog.
I wouldn't have thought so, but Patterson Sugar Bush maple sugar, not maple syrup, use the maple sugar, and that'll give you this kind of zingy note that bounces off the eggnog, and I don't like eggnog, but I'll tell you what, you combine those two, you get alchemy, especially you put them with coffee. Wow.
It's good.
On three of them right now. Just wait. I'm going to be vibrating out of the studio by the time we're done with this conversation.
I was going to say this 12 to 16 ounce container, how much is this going to get a 58-year-old guy jacked up here this morning?
Yes, yes, it will. That's as much as I will commit to an answer there.
Yes, it will.
You are the guinea pig.
Well, yesterday I had, it was a two TV day for me at the Karnick House. Had the Viking game on one TV and the Packer game on the other one. So, obviously, I was a little more focused on my purple, but it looked like the Packers had their defense did well, had some moments. Jordan Love had some moments, good and bad, but I think it was just one of those, again, where you're just happy to beat a good team, right?
Agreed. I was actually out doing yard work yesterday. Yesterday was the day that leaves had to happen at the Gunderson residence yesterday, and so I was doing my dad's lawn and only actually really got to watch the fourth quarter, but the really cool thing was that meant I got to watch the most entertaining part of the whole Texans-Packers game. That was great, watching the lead changes in the fourth. And then watching a walk-off field goal is usually fun, perhaps less so this week than normal. But the Packers won, so worth it there. What was really fun, though, was after that game, the Vikings and Lions were not quite finished. They cut over. And they said there was just a lead change in this game, and there's like 3 seconds left on the clock, and we're nowhere near field goal range. Here comes a Hail Mary from Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm sitting there watching the final play. I'm thinking, okay, they've got five. Detroit's got five guys on the line. They're only going to rush three or rush four, and they're going to drop eight or like seven or eight back into coverage to stop the catch. Wrong. They brought five. They rushed all five, and Sam Darnold didn't even see the light of day. Snuck out of the pocket and bam, sacked. It wasn't because it was the Vikings, so please don't get me wrong here, Joel. I was glad to see the Vikings lose, but what I was really glad to see was Dan Campbell doing the equivalent of going for it on fourth down while on defense. He could have played it safe. He could have dropped eight guys back or even rushed two and dropped nine.
Right.
He said, nope, I'm dropping six. I'm rushing half my guys, and you got to beat them first before you even get that ball downfield. Oh, it was gorgeous.
Yeah, and when you got Justin Jefferson at the other end jumping to catch it, just like, let's try not to let that ball even get to the end zone.
Yes, Justin Jefferson will catch it over three dudes. He went to the school of Randy Moss and graduated with honors. Like, he will do that to you. And Dan Campbell played that way. I was so happy to see that.
Well, as a Packer kicker was lining up for the winning field goal yesterday, my son came home just for a day, and I turned to my son and I said, you realize there's no gray area in this. I said, he's either the hero or they're looking for another kicker. That's what's going to happen on this kick right here. There's nothing in between there. It either is or it isn't.
And speaking of gray areas, I'm embracing the gray area today, because I've made no bones about it. I don't like Brandon McManus. We don't do that kind of thing in Green Bay. That problem player is not really a thing. And of course, a lot of sports media, not that they'll say, hey, obviously Brandon McManus is okay, but what's going to happen is they'll stop talking about that problematic thing that happened a few months back.
Right.
And so without saying it out loud, Brandon McManus is now okay. I'm not going to forget this. I will wonder for the rest of the season what Braden Narveson would get done. And like I said a few weeks ago, hopefully the few points are worth it. Yeah, obviously this 2-point lead was really worth it, but at what cost, man? I think this is going to be some really good practice, taking the good with the bad. Artists, football players, so many good performers are also terrible people. And I think there's no right answer to what we do with that fact.
Yeah, we have some really good NFC North Division games coming up. There's not a throwaway game in the whole bunch. There's not one team that's looking to just spoil the other team's season. You got four teams that all have a shot at winning this division.
It's a bloodbath. Yep.
Yeah.
Icy bloodbath up here in the North.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And I think Jordan Love is still finding his way. He's definitely not an elite quarterback. He's not a top five quarterback yet.
Not right now.
But it's there. It's close. He's making a few decisions that make you just scratch your head. As soon as he throws that pick, you're like $50 million early. And then but then he comes back and makes the big throw the other way.
Well, so here's my thought. If he's slinging it all game and half the time he's pinpoint laser accurate and the other half of the time he's making completions but they're also scaring you and there may be a pick or two, that's like exactly middle of the road between Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. So, I mean, you're describing our third Hall of Fame quarterback in a row as far as I'm concerned there. You know, if you get a little of Brett and a little of Aaron, that's a lot of good football.
Yeah, it's there. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, done now. They're 2-5. You're not coming back from that.
No, absolutely
not. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, they just looked weird and flat last night. And the last thing you want to do is have to get a win, a must-win game in Pittsburgh, because that's a tough place to move the ball. It's just like there's a different gravitational force in Pittsburgh when you go there. You try to move the ball, but it just feels like you're dragging all the steel mine history of the last 100 years down the field, just trying to get to the end zone. It's just
there's
painful.
Actually 30,000 players on Pittsburgh team, and most of them are fans. And then you got Davante Adams, who, as a member of the Raiders, lost to the Steelers and said, "You know what? Let's do that again, but in green." You know, so he was 2-5 on the Rairaders, losing to the Steelers. And now he's 2-5 on the Jets after losing to the Steelers.
Yeah, well, Gray will get more thoughts together on the Packers and share them this afternoon, I'm sure, right?
More than you probably want.
All right, Gray Gunderson there. He'll be in this afternoon from 2 to 7.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.